I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I think that we're very clear we can't have a ceasefire. If we have a ceasefire, it means that it's a surrender to Hamas, it's a surrender to terrorism, it's a victory for the axis of terror. That doesn't mean that we can't give, you know, in a specific time, in a specific place, for a safe corridor for Palestinian civilians to leave the zone of fighting. Yeah, we do give them the ability to do that. But I don't think anyone argues for a general ceasefire. That's not going to happen. By the way, the only time we'll have a ceasefire is for the return of our hostages. Without that, it's not going to happen. And then we'll continue until the battle is won.
All right, so there is Benjamin Netanyahu saying we will continue until the battle is won. The only way we're going to have a ceasefire if we're going to get hostages released. Well, the word coming today that the Israeli government has approved a deal as of last night that we'll see the Palestinian Hamas terrorist group release at least 50 female child and elderly hostages over the next 4 days in return for a pause in fighting in the Gaza Strip for 4 days. You do know what Hamas will be doing during that 4 days. Israel certainly knows. Israel's going to keep an eye on it, but there will be no fighting, at least no shots initiated by Israel during those 4 days to get these 50 hostages out. Hamas has said, according to the Times of Israel, it has 210 of the 240 hostages taken from Israel, and Islamic Jihad said to be holding the remaining hostages. So apparently they're not even in the hands of the actual Hamas group that controls Gaza. Now they're in the hands of Islamic Jihad. They're not far in difference, and yet they are. ISIS and Hamas and Hezbollah are all Muslim. They're all terrorists, and yet they're different groups. But according to this, over the next 4 days, 12 to 13 hostages will be released per day. Now stop and think for a second. If you're Hamas, you want to extend this pause as long as possible. We're going to give you 50, but it's going to take us 4 days to get them to you. You know damn well they could turn over all 50 immediately, and then the fighting would be back on, but that's not what Hamas wants. So they plan on using this time, this opportunity, to muster more forces, men, equipment, and continue the war against Israel. Now, I want you to hear from a college student coming up in a moment, but first let me set the stage for you. Here we are, November 21st, 2023. This is the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA back-to-back, reminding you that when we're on the air, we are putting up streaming video at Newstalk STL Facebook and Twitter, Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter, and on Rumble. Easy to find us. And if you miss anything, be it the video you want to see and share with others, which I always encourage, or the audio, you simply go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. Now, there was a college student who was being interviewed by CNNN. And the way he describes himself, I want you to hear first. And then I'm going to tell you something that he ended up saying afterwards.
I'm Muslim, I'm American, I'm Palestinian.
Ghazal calls anti-Semitism horrible and disgusting.
Do you feel the flip side of it? Or are there
in
more...
In terms of Islamophobia?
Yeah, more Islamophobia, course, people just saying hurtful things?
I think it's disgusting that standing up for children dying and women dying and civilian infrastructure being destroyed is being compared to supporting Hamas. I mean, holding up a Palestinian flag does not support Hamas. Hamas has their own flag. Nobody's carrying their flag.
That college student is as ignorant as anyone you're going to find on college campuses nowadays, apparently. There are mostly PLO flags in a lot of these demonstrations, but yes, there are Hamas flags. And on top of that, there are signs and chants from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That is a Hamas, a PLO demand that Israel be wiped out. Oh, and of course, the reporter for CNN said, are you feeling the flip side of it? You know, Islamophobia. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's happening as well. I have no doubt it is. It should not. But I have no doubt it is. But back to Benjamin Netanyahu. He said, what we're seeing now on the college campuses, as he pointed out yesterday, the moral decay on our campuses in the Western world is all rippling across the rest of the world, and we are seeing unveiled, fully exposed, full frontal nudity of anti-Semitism.
I have to tell you that you talk about anti-Semitism. I think that it's the oldest hatred. You know, it's an old disease, and it morphs. It takes on new forms every time. And what the anti-Semites don't realize is the attacks start with the Jews, on the Jews, but they never end there. That's what happened in the Holocaust. People said, oh, well, you know, the attacks of the Nazis on the Jews before World War II, or even the beginning, that's okay. No, it wasn't, because it afflicted all of humanity, all of civilization. And that's what you have here, too. The reason they're attacking Israel is this axis of terror understands that we're the forward position of the West and of civilization. And we're just a stumbling block on the way to you. So these people who are demonstrating in the United States and the West, I don't think they represent the majority of the American people. I know they don't. But there's a minority there that is completely misguided, and even worse than that. And I think that they don't give Israel the right that they would afford to any of their countries.
Right, to defend itself. And when we have cases across our nation, not just in colleges and universities, but in public schools and some private schools, where one survey said about 30% of Israeli students are trying to hide their religion because they're afraid they'll be targeted, and either the parents are advising them or the students are making their own decision. And in fact, in many cases, there are reports of adults that are trying to hide the Star of David or anything else that might identify them as Jewish. CNN did a report yesterday, of course, on Biden's age. And as we pointed out yesterday, he's 81. And they also tied to that, he's 81, he needs young voters, and he's losing them rapidly because of Israel, and most of those are in support of the PLO.
The White House tonight leaning into what is considered one of Biden's biggest political liabilities, his age. Right now, he is showing poorly in the polls, particularly among younger voters. They backed him in 2020 by about 20 points. Polls now show that support collapsing. A new one from NBC shows the former president, Donald Trump, leading President Biden 46-42% among 18-34-year-olds. What's more, 70% of young voters disapprove of Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The White House press secretary was asked about that disapproval today by our MJ Lee. This is what she said.
But what I'll be very clear about is we're not going to govern by polls here. We're going to our poll numbers. We're going to focus on delivering for the American people. That's going to be our focus.
Yeah, we're going to focus on delivering for the American people. More bad economic news. Oh, by the way, they say gas prices will mysteriously come down if you're driving this Thanksgiving. No word yet on where they're getting the extra fuel, if they're draining into the strategic reserves, but I wouldn't put it past them. The other issue is that despite what Biden says about standing firm with Israel, I've told you from day one, he's been sliding back because the demonstrations in front of his home, the demonstrations at the Capitol, yelling for the PLO and pro-Hamas as well, are making him quake in his boots. He's thinking, well, I can't lose the left, the far, far left. I'm going to need them. Well, to that extent, if you're looking for support from Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican, you're not going to get it because this says clearly Biden is not being taken seriously.
Well, President Joe Biden is talking tough on Iran, but nobody seems to be listening. Iran-backed proxies have now launched 64 attacks, that's a new number, on American bases and troops in the Middle East, with Pentagon officials now telling the Washington Post that Biden's threats of deterrence clearly are not working.
It's clear that they're not working. We've had four military responses here, but if you think about the power we have in the region, we've got two aircraft carrier strike groups right there in the eastern Mediterranean. Our military deterrence capability is strong. The problem is that our diplomatic messages are completely undercutting it. We're appeasing Iran. Just last week, the Biden administration released another $10 billion to Iran. They're the greatest state sponsor of terror. You think about it, when they came into office, the Biden administration removed the Houthis from the foreign terrorist organization list. The Houthis turned right around and attacked Saudi Arabia. Now they're launching missiles from Yemen into Israel.
And they continue. And we've had at least 40-plus American soldiers wounded, some with as described as traumatic head injuries. Beyond that, we're not hearing details, but that's enough. FBI Director Wray back on the hot seat. Kentucky Congressman Massey questioning him. Whatever happened to the investigation of the pipe bombs found at the DNC and RNC headquarters on January 6th?
Director Wray, in light of information provided to us about the FBI's investigation of the January 6th pipe bombs, in an interview with Assistant Director Stephen Duantuono, Chairman Jordan and I sent you a letter a month ago. Some of the information that we found in that interview was that phone data that could have helped to identify the pipe bomber was corrupted, was unusable. He also wasn't sure who found or how the second bomb was found at the DNC. Do you know how the second bomb was found at the DNC? And when do you plan on answering our letter?
Well, as to the letter, I will work with the department to make sure we can figure out what information we can provide. As you know, this is a very active, ongoing investigation, and there are some restrictions on that.
Of course, blah, 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 blah. It's a good fallback line and legitimate. Ongoing investigation, but we suspect it's being abused and overused and misused. So Congressman Massey is going to press him. Now, he's going to be referring to some video that obviously you cannot see, but you get the impression as he describes it vividly as to what's happening, and I'm telling you, therein lies a very strange secret.
Can you tell us how the second pipe bomb was found at the DNC?
Again, I'm not going to get into that here.
900 days ago is when this happened, and you said you had total confidence we'd apprehend the subject. We've found video that looks like somebody, a passerby, miraculously found this pipe bomb at the DNC and then notified the police. Miraculously, I say, because it was specifically the precise time to cause the maximum distraction from the events going on at the Capitol. Can you show this video that we have, please? I'd like to know if the director has seen this. This is somebody with a mask on, wearing a hat. They're walking in front of the DNC, which is out of the view on the right-hand side. You'll see him come into view. He goes to one police car. He goes to another police car. He's holding a backpack. He's got a mask on. He's talking to the police. And within a minute, they start scrambling. You'll see the camera turn to the pipe bomb, the location of the pipe bomb. By the way, that's, I believe, the Metro Police are now getting out of their car, and that's Vice President-elect's detail in the black SUV, I believe, parked about 30 feet from the pipe bomb, eating lunch. Okay, now we go over to the location of the pipe bomb. The cameras are scrambling. It appears to me that that's not a coincidence, that the person with the backpack who walked by that bench and then went up to the police and the detail didn't do that accidentally. They had a purpose in mind, and that what transpired after that was the result of information that person gave to them. If that person found the pipe bomb, would they be a suspect?
Wouldn't they be a suspect? Well, of course they would be. Now, he just told you, even though you couldn't see the video, the guy with the bag walks over to the police cars, and one of the black SUVs near the police cars is identified as part of the vice president's detail. Not maybe the main detail, but apparently assigned to also be helping watch over the vice president. The guy with the bag is standing there between the police car and the guys in the SUV talking. And then he walks away, and then he goes over here, and he goes over there, and then everybody scrambles and moves away. And they cannot tell you what's going on? Methinks they know exactly what's going on. You've spent this long, and you cannot begin to tell us who put that pipe bomb there with all those cameras all over D.C., plus the video that Massey was in showing to Christopher Wray, which is part of the new footage apparently released by Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, to get all this out. Now, here's something else to keep in mind. While they cannot give you an answer on that piece of video, it's still under investigation. January 6th is also still under investigation, which also means, you're not going to like this, but if you were going in on a flight to D.C. on January 6th for whatever reason, whatever reason, and I mean if you were just going to visit a relative, you're getting ready to hear something that's going to make you think, what the hell are they doing? You're going to listen to Sonia Lobosco. She is the Air Marshal National Council Director as to what the job has been of Air Marshals since January 6, 2021.
Our primary mission is a little group called Quiet Skies. It's a mission called Quiet Skies that we're following people that flew into the National Capital Region in January 2021. You did not have to go to the Capitol or the rally, and you've been put on a specific list that TSA now has assigned air marshals to follow these people who have not had any type of criminal investigation. They haven't committed a crime, but yet 3 years later, we're following the same individuals day in and day out.
So you're saying that air marshals are now following people that were at the Capitol on January 6th, and they're not tracking terrorists at all?
Well, they didn't even have to be at the Capitol, Carly. They could have just flown into the National Capital Region. So if anybody was there for a job interview, to visit family, we even had a gentleman that was there for a funeral. They put on this domestic terrorist list just because of their geographic location to Washington, D.C. So these people did not even commit a crime. They weren't even at the Capitol.
And in fact, there's still some of them are still being followed. They've yet to commit a crime. They've been followed since January 6, 2021. They haven't done anything wrong. Now, some of them are finding out that they've been on this list because when they go to board a flight, they're pulled aside for a special screening. In fact, one of them that had flown in the Capitol that day was the wife of a TSA administrator, and she was pulled aside, and she said, "What's going on here?" He said, "Baby, I'm sorry. I'll get it straightened out." And for her, he did. The rest of you, you're on your own. Before this hour is over, the Air Marshal Council Director says you're going to be a greater risk flying this Thanksgiving. And coming up, Iceland is expecting a major earthquake, a volcanic explosion any day now. Details of that. And TikTok update. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world, cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
Planning a party with family, friends, maybe a business party? Cafe Napoli has four locations, and each has rooms to fit your needs. But a word to the wise, book early. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. Also get some Cafe Napoli gift cards, good for all locations, anytime. I'll see you at Cafe Napoli.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty, reminding you, why pay more than four? In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
You want to give a unique gift this holiday? I suggest Stolach Whiskey, produced in Missouri. Stolach Whiskey, born of natural limestone filtered water from the Ozark Highlands, aged in Missouri oak. Stolach, so smooth. Trust me, you're going to enjoy it. So next time, ask for Stolach. Visit the website, stolach.com. Stolach, Stolloch, from Stone Ledge Distillery.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You know, last week, Osama bin Laden's letter to America started trending on TikTok, and immediately you saw young users of TikTok sympathize with Osama bin Laden as he explained, of course, is now deceased, but as he explained before his death as to why and who was responsible for 9/11, attempting to justify targeting and killing American citizens. In just days, because of TikTok, his letter, once it was released, reached 14 million viewers on TikTok, and many of them young, persuadable people who have no understanding of history. In fact, probably many of them reading it were not even born when 9/11 happened. But he was laying out, supposedly the letter was written by him. It might have been written by someone else recently than just claiming it was Osama bin Laden. ByteDance controls TikTok. ByteDance is in China's pocket, and of course subject to the rules of the People's Republic of China. And we already know that TikTok has the ability to manipulate and control the flow of information on its platform. And so lately we're seeing a flood of information on TikTok, especially anti-Israel, pro-PLO, pro-Hamas. And, of course, TikTok was being used by Hamas terrorists to get some of their video out of how they were shooting, killing, raping. They wanted that video made out because they want Arabs around the world to realize it's time to rise up and destroy the infidels. That would be you. That would be you even if you're a Muslim, if you don't follow strict Sharia law. Let me deviate from the TikTok story to give you a background on something for a moment. There is a story from the Hoover Institute showing that a growing number of young, progressive Western women, that doesn't necessarily mean U.S., but generally it does, are converting to Islam. They're doing so, they're citing the Israeli-Hamas battle as why they're doing it, and they're documenting their journey on social media, either Facebook and or TikTok. The Hoover Institute research who carried this out says you need to be warned about this new trend that women are throwing away their freedom by joining Islam. She said, and I'm quoting her, "You are converting to throwing away your freedoms as a woman. Islamic Sharia law and Islamic practice is crystal clear about the position of women. And that means you're inferior to men. Your husband can do what he wants to you. He can beat you. You have absolutely no freedom." And then she adds, everything is about your guardian having authority over you. First, your male father. Then later on, your numerous sons. And if they're not available, or his, saying the father's brothers. And if they're not available, even your own male son has authority over you. The kid's 5 years old. But now under Sharia law, he has authority over his mother. And she adds, so if that's what you want, good luck with it. Now, we probably already have a lot of women out there now. They're so left-leaning and submissive and don't want to upset Bobby that if he cries and demands something, they give in immediately. But we're talking about something entirely different here. We're talking about that if he demands that you cut your hair, shave your head, you must do it. If not, he will go find a Muslim who will come, and they will shave your head for you. And if he demands that you cover your face, you must do so. But these young women, all captivated by social media and TikTok, they're just kind of going along, and they don't question it. That's the first rule, question. Who says that? Why? Give me a reason. Explain. Or just join the herd and follow along. They're sharing their decision to convert to Islam on TikTok, many wearing the hijab at the time, covering their head and their face, reading the Quran. Now, in the Quran, it says a lot of things just like the Bible does. You can find what you want if you're trying to use it in a vicious way. And yes, in the Old Testament, God would tell David or whoever he was assigning to go wipe out another people and slaughter all of them. That meant the women and children. I have a hard time reconciling that in my own heart. The thought from God was, according to the Bible at that time, that you can't leave any of them living or they will come back for revenge. That is part of the theory of Hamas right now with Israel, to kill all the Israelis, all of them, all over the world. It's the same thought Israel now has against Hamas, to kill every member of Hamas. Don't leave one of them standing. But they're not killing their wives and their children. A lot of these women that are deciding to go to Islam are attending pro-Palestinian protests, even learning Arabic and accusing Israel of genocide. One activist who is a self-proclaimed, in her words, leftist queer gremlin, purchased the Quran and officially dedicated herself to the Islamic faith. Does she not read in the Quran, or no one interpreted that part for her? If you are homosexual, lesbian, you'll be put to death? She still won't identify as a leftist queer gremlin? Another one inspired by another social media user detailed the Palestinians' ironclad faith in the wake of the war and said, yes, the October 7 event spurred my interest in conversion. Now she wears a hijab and holds live readings of the Quran. Critics say this is just a rebellion against Western culture. Others say they're basically dealing with confused generation. And I would say not only confused, but idiots that are willing to do whatever they're told. And that's what they will do under Sharia law. And TikTok is being instrumental in that part. The Tech Policy Center at Heritage Foundation put out an extensive report about how every day TikTok is allowed to operate in the U.S. is another day China can collect data on American citizens and sharpen its ability to exploit them, especially the young. Now, I don't have TikTok actually on my phone, but sometimes on a Facebook feed, I'm going through and the video looks interesting. It might be just alligators chasing each other or whatever it might be, just catching my attention. And then it finishes with a TikTok thing at the end of it. I didn't know it's TikTok until it gets to the end. So it's already in my phone whether or not I put it in. And I did not choose to put it in. And the security section policy dealing with TikTok at Heritage points out its data exploitation practices, privacy abuses, influence operations, promotion of social contagions, such as we're seeing with women converting to Islam, leave Americans vulnerable to the Chinese Communist Party. They control TikTok through ByteDance. Now, we're going to have some hearings coming up where the various CEOs of these companies are going to be called before Congress and asked exactly what are you doing to protect our children, not only from child porn, but this kind of stuff. According to research done by the Heritage Foundation, at least 90 minutes of attention per user every day are devoted to TikTok by something like 3 billion downloads. And, of course, they're making money on it. The TikTok owner ByteDance just increased the price of stock option buyback last year. Going to probably do it again. There are pieces written about how TikTok basically has eating the internet, and it is pointed out in this same publication from the Heritage Foundation, yesterday's most popular social media app poses a distinct threat to all Americans, from logging keystrokes, yep, they can trace your keystrokes, to laundering pro-Chinese Communist Party narratives to the U.S. audiences, and exposing Americans to a host of abuses by the Chinese government. All of them are subjected to the People's Republic of China because it is communist-owned. ByteDance. They're saying given the current threat environment, a wholesale ban of TikTok's operations in the U.S. is the only viable option to protect the U.S. and America. They say it's going to take a federal law to do it. There will be some constitutional battles over it. And, of course, it violates our thoughts about free speech, but it's jeopardizing in so many ways. So coming up, how safe is air travel this holiday? Plus, how the FBI is gaining information on gun owners.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I got an email which brought a smile. A woman named Mary wrote me, "We are purchasing a new roof from John Beale based on your recommendation. I thanked her then. I do it again now. Mary, I only endorse clients I believe in. And I've been a spokesman for John Beale for 10 years. It's all about trust. So if, like Mary, you need John Beale, trust me. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Vincent's Jewelers has the hottest gift for the holidays. Flexible bracelets. Quality, beauty, starting at just $150. And, of course, you'll want to check for rings, pendants, maybe watches. I suggest you check the website each day for new items and specials. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Vincent's, my only jeweler.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA! That's a big game, man!
President Xi's really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
Lit Cigar wins Best Smoking Lounge and Best Smoke Shop in the Riverfront Times Best of St. Louis listing for 2023. That is 2 years back-to-back. Lit Cigar Lounge and its new space in the district just off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is for men and women who enjoy great cigars, premium drinks. The website keeps you on top of special events, including live entertainment. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
George Hill, former FBI supervisory intelligence analyst in the Boston field office, told us that the Bank of America, with no legal process, gave to the FBI gun purchase records with no geographical boundaries for anybody that was a Bank of America customer. Is that true?
Well, what I do know is that a number of business community partners all the time, including financial institutions, share information with us about possible criminal activity. And my understanding is that that's fully lawful. In the specific instance that you're asking about, my understanding is that that information was shared with field offices for information only, but then recalled to avoid even the appearance of any kind of overreach. But my understanding is that that's a fully lawful process.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But that was FBI Director Wray answering questions in front of a congressional committee, this time Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, saying that we have an FBI whistleblower who was a supervisor in the FBI, saying that bank records were just turned over by the Bank of America to the FBI for folks who might have guns or have brought guns recently. You know, unless you're planning on committing a crime, on one hand, you can argue, what harm is there? I mean, so they know I have a gun. Good, I want them to know I have a gun. But unless they try to come take it from you. The other part of the argument is the thugs, the ones who are always going to look to commit crimes, they're never going to go through a proper channel to buy one anyway. In between, you've got some who legally purchased a weapon, just like they legally are driving a car, and then something, either because of drugs, an argument, whatever, ticks them off, and they suddenly drive the car into a group of pedestrians, or they take their gun and start shooting people left and right. It's that little slice that supposedly the Bank of America decided maybe the FBI should have this. Now, the question that still wasn't resolved, we're going to come back to, because Congressman Massey is not taking this blah, 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 blah we get from government officials like FBI Director Wray. They've got it down. I would like to sit in on one of their conferences where they teach, here's how you answer Congressman Massey and all the others. You write blah, 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 blah. That's all you have to do. Next question. Blah, 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 blah. It's the same BS on a constant basis. They're very well schooled in it. You got to give them credit for that. But Congressman Massey had asked some particulars about the case, and of course, Christopher Wray is going to fall back on the, well, you know, I don't know. But then again, you know, there's certain things that, but let's try it again.
Was there a warrant involved?
Again, my understanding is that the institution in question shared information with us, as happens all the time.
Did you request the information?
I can't speak to the specifics.
Okay, well, we've got an email where it says the FBI did give the search queries to Bank of America, and Bank of America responded to the FBI and gave over this information without a search warrant. Do you believe there's any limitation on your ability to obtain gun purchase data or purchase information from people that, for people who aren't suspects from banks without a warrant?
Well, now you're asking a legal question, which I would prefer to defer to the lawyers, since I'm not practicing as one right now, including the department. But what I will tell you is that my understanding is that the process by which we receive information from business community partners across a wide variety of industries, including financial institutions, sharing information with us about possible criminal activity is something that is fully lawful under current federal law.
It may be lawful, but it's not constitutional.
It's not constitutional. If they're law-abiding citizens, you have no damn right to do a thing. And it has to begin with a search warrant. Or you can ask them directly, would you tell me what guns you have and where you bought them? If you want to do that, good luck with that. But as Congressman Massey concluded, that it's not constitutional. Oh, that thing again. Oh, yeah, that C word that the Democrats only know how to use when it works to their benefit. Following him, he had to yield his time at that point to a California congresswoman. I did not get a chance to research her name. I really don't care. She's another dopehead from California. Well, this is an elderly woman. She could still be a dopehead. I'm talking about her mental capacity. Because as soon as he finishes and he yields her time to her, listen to what she decides is her prime focus.
It's actually sad that the majority is engaging in conspiracy theories and efforts to try and discredit one of the premier law enforcement agencies in the United States in the effort to try and, without really any evidence, make the case that the FBI is somehow opposed to conservative views. In my view, actually, I'm concerned that the FBI has been reluctant to do its job when it comes to the former president.
Give me a break. What do you found one little memo that somebody printed up saying that they were not willing to move immediately on some exercise against Trump or whatever. The overall blanket covering the FBI since Trump came into office, before he got into office, that everything under that blanket is suspect. We don't know what's under there, but we're going to crush it. And we're not going to bother with the C word, Constitution. Give them another C word. No, not that one. You're not what you were going to say. Constipation. Let's give them that one. January 6th, by the way, we're going to spend some more time on that coming up in the next hour, because these guys are not going to loosen their grip on that one. So we also told you yesterday that they have a new unprecedented victory in Argentina. The first libertarian apparently in the world are elected to lead a country. This would be Javier Milei elected in the presidential election in Argentina, won by something by 11 percentage points. I thought it was more than that when I first saw it, but it's 11 percentage. Also the most voted president in Argentina's history, 14 million votes. Got congratulations from leaders from the region for his outstanding victory, including former President Donald Trump, who posted the slogan, "Make Argentina Great Again." Argentina is in a deep, deep rut. Their inflation rate, I told you yesterday, is equivocal to Lebanon, which is a 34% annual inflation rate. So for the last 10-plus years, they're now at 175% inflation rate from where they were. And they print off money like crazy. He's talking about moving his economy to the dollar base. And if they do, that means they can't just print the money off. It'll have to be controlled. But right now, the Argentina peso is worth, for a dollar, 0.0028. That's not 0.28. That's 0.0028. You're going to need 3,000 plus of them to come up with a dollar. Well, some of the region's leftists are not so happy with it. Colombia's far leftist president, Petro, is basically known for causing a lot of international incidents. He's calling the victory mere minutes. He's upset with it. The extreme right has won in Argentina, he calls it. And you've got others that are upset with it. The Brazilian radical. Of course, Brazil was also great when they had all their oil, and we're still buying oil from them because we won't drill here, but we're willing to buy their dirty oil, and the money goes direct to the communists. The Brazilian president was not so happy with it either. He said, "But I wish the new government good luck and success. Argentina is a great country and deserves our respect. We'll be available to work together." No, that's a lie. The Chinese Communist Party, which is heavily invested in trying to control some interest in Argentina, issued a cold statement of congratulations, saying basically the same thing, saying, "We hope to continue our friendship." In other words, we hope to continue to use you to carry out what we want done in the world. Tucker Carlson, and I aired it yesterday. If you missed it, go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com, pull up the video and or the audio from yesterday. Tucker Carlson did an interview with him. Now, he responds in Spanish, so we don't have him speaking directly, but I interpreted, just read script as to what he was saying. But one of the things Tucker Carlson pointed out, this is not a common sense liberal in what you think. And even he said, we're not liberal in the way Americans and Westerners think of it. He is a libertarian more than, quote, liberal. He believes that respecting someone's rights. Wow, that's not in the leftist handbook. And he is in favor of pro-life. He's anti-abortion. That's not in their book anywhere. All right, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, a couple of days away. We're gonna have a record number of Thanksgiving travelers. We've already been told that. Many of them by air, but the National Council of Air Marshals has a warning coming up.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The TSA is expected to screen a record 30 million passengers this Thanksgiving, and it comes as 169 terror suspects were encountered at the southern border last fiscal year, more than the previous 6 years combined. Air marshals, though, are tied up down at the border instead of on flights where they should be.
The air marshals are still down on the border. We are not flying right now. We just received an email last week that the resources are depleted as far as our flying air marshals. So we are ushering in illegal immigrants on the border and leaving the traveling public unsafe.
Wow. Now, you'd never know if an air marshal's on board the plane. You're not supposed to know. And they are carrying a weapon. And they're authorized to use it. And they've been trained on how and when to use it in a pressurized plane. But now, they're admitting there are no air marshals on board the planes. Now, some might say, oh, you shouldn't say that. You might encourage somebody to do something. They've already been doing it. How many times have we seen where passengers get into a fight on the plane and it's between the flight attendants to kind of break it up and maybe with some help of some other passengers? And to that extent, as far as if something breaks out on your plane, pray to God it's not a hijacking. But we don't know right now. Sonia Labosco, you were hearing then, she is the president of the National Council of Air Marshals.
Why are we diverting our only resource to secure our aviation and sending them down on the border? And remember, the only thing we're doing on the border is passing out water. We're not doing law enforcement duties.
Yeah, you're doing, these air marshals are doing administrative work, passing out water, like you said. Has Secretary Mayorkas responded? This seems like such an obvious security issue, especially when you just had Christopher Wray testify that the southern border, yes, is a major concern, especially when we don't know who's coming into our country.
Yes, Secretary Mayorkas has said more than once that the border is secure, so he is not concerned with that. But we all know that the border is not secure. He will not call this a crisis. But now not only is the border destabilized, so is our aviation is destabilized as well.
Good question by the Fox reporter. And, of course, Mayorkas, the border is secure. It's no issue down there. And there'll be no issue in flight because Mayorkas will be flying on a government plane with security on board. You? Not so likely. So what are you supposed to do? I'm not trying to scare you out of not taking your flight. We're not saying there's a threat by pilots or anything like that that's something might come up, but you don't know what's going to happen. Once you're in that tube flying through the air at 40,000 feet, anything could happen if someone decides to go berserk. You might be on a flight anyway, even if air marshals were scheduled. I know several of them, and they say, you know, the number of flights we're actually on, very small. Because unless they've got a reason to be on there, it's just a roll the dice. Okay, you go on this flight. No, not that one. We'll go on this one. Nothing happens? Okay. But there was a problem on the other, but no air marshal up to the passengers. To that extent, the head of the National Air Marshals Council said, be aware of your surroundings while you're flying. Look around. Make sure you do pay attention to instructions on where the exits are. And then be aware of who's sitting near them and what they're doing. If you start seeing them trying to fiddle with an exit, notify attendants right away and others. And to that extent, look around and find somebody so he looks strong and handsome and rugged and take down the whole world like a Larry Connors sitting next to you so you'll be good and safe. As soon as I finish my second drink here, I'll be ready for you. Because when I fly, I'm gonna enjoy my beverage. Yeah, I'll be asking for Stillock Whiskey, one of my new sponsors. But they do encourage you to be aware of what's happening around you. That's not bad advice at any point. Oh, and my friend, Boots on the Ground, Andrew, in from Chicago for his family for Thanksgiving, he already knows this, but in case he missed it, they are now, of course, planning a housing plan for border crossers and illegals. He and I were talking about that yesterday. They're planning on putting them in micro homes, putting the illegals in 80 square feet homes. Hey, if you believe in sanctuary, open up your home for them, huh? Yeah, got a much chance of Santa Claus landing on your roof. Coming up, more threats. Stand by.